I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission to order this April 6, 2011. The posted agenda today includes assessor and collector software.
Good morning, gentlemen. We had three responders to our request for qualification. We had Intrinsicorp, which is DBA Village GIS. We had Vanguard Appraisals and DevNet Incorporated. I've put together a bid tabulation with the highlights of the main things that will affect the assessor, the collector, and the clerk. On the integrated system, Villa GIS is fully integrated. They have the CAM, the sketch, the GIS, and the document management, which is completely fully integrated. Vanguard Appraisals has the CAM and the sketch, and DevNet has the CAM. Anything else that would be included would have to be a third party that they would go through to include that for us. Converts data, this is the system that the assessor has in place. Villa GIS can do that. They can recalculate that, whether it's based on points-based.
You said converts?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Go ahead.
And spatial-based appraisal as well.
Yeah, I'll see.
That's okay.
Okay, and then on Vanguard appraisal, they can do spatial-based appraisal. On DevNet, it's points-based. That is huge with the changeover, again, to where information is not have to be completely re-entered again on that system. They can use either one to calculate that and switch that over on the one that includes both. The support and the updates... All RFQs stated that the support and the updates are included in the price. Villa GIS also stated that they are local support here in Taney County, and they are the only Missouri-based company that applied. The intra-office communication, this is how we link our collector, our assessor, and the clerk together. Included with the fully integrated Villa GIS, or Intrinsicorp, was the only one that had the collector, assessor, and clerk. Vanguard focuses on the assessor, and DevNet does the collector and the assessor. DevNet did state that they plan to roll out more by the end of this year. But as of now, this is what we have.
When you say the clerk, is that the extension of taxes? Does it also include, perhaps, a railroad utility tax book?
Yes, sir.
Or is that separate? It is included?
Mm-hmm. As well.
Really? Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. You're speaking, so could you say who you're with? And
and if you get right there, is a bumper fund, too.
Yeah. If we don't do that, we get
in trouble. My name's Ginger Lynch, and I'm with Villa GIS. And I was just responding to the question of whether or not we handle the railroads and utility for the clerk and extension. And I was saying for Villa that we do.
Mr. Houseman.
And that's included. Did that answer your question?
No, definitely.
Okay.
What else, when we're talking about the clerk, because I understand the extension of taxes, and I understand the railroad and utility tax book is always having been separate, correct? Or at least I used to do it separately when I was clerk many years ago, but I'm tickled to hear that's part of the package.
Yeah, it is. And integrating with the current system that she's working with, we met with... Melissa, is that her name? We went with Melissa and the clerk and came up with a strategy to make that work should you decide to go with us.
Excellent.
Mr. Houseman?
Yes.
To maybe update you, Jim has set through presentations from, I believe, all three of these with two more that were in the presentations. At this time, I am prepared to make a motion to accept Intrinsicorp, fellow GIS, as the vendor for the assessor and collector software.
And clerk.
It's not labeled that way at the top, but
it's
we can
not.
Include that.
I did not realize that the clerk was involved or included in this until I got into the request for proposals.
Thank you.
Well, a motion's been made. For the sake of discussion, I'm going to second the motion, but I would like to ask elected officials that are here what their thoughts are about these three bids so that we could enter that. And our Commissioner Strahan has made a motion to accept the bid and proposal as presented by Intrinsic Corp DBA Village EIS for the assessor, collector, and clerk software. Your thoughts?
As we was previously mentioned, we set through, I think, five demos of softwares, and Villas is just the one that actually stands out in the forefront of everyone, because we have the transition between the collector and clerk that is already basically their program. It was never let in it. It was just individually built for those departments. So it will be such a simple transition to go on the assessor's side and pull all this together. It basically might hit into the word of ridiculously simple to turn for, where the other companies, good companies, but would require a lot, and would put our book closings in jeopardy at this point. A lot of monies has been spent in previous years by the clerk and the collector building their systems compatible, and this is just simply pulling the assessor program to those. Fantastic company, and will be a smooth transition.
Donna?
I want to thank the assessor, the collector, and everybody involved in this process. As James just mentioned, we are taking the data from the current program and then putting it into another program. And any time that occurs, there's a possibility for error. I think it's the most fantastic thing that the assessor, the county clerk, and the collector will all be working from the same database. So we're not going to have those issues of pulling data back and forth. And that is going to decrease our error.
Excellent.
So I am just very, very happy for everybody involved.
Okay, I have a couple of questions for you. In our request for qualifications, what we're asking for basically is, and what we're doing, would be accepting one company based upon qualifications. When do we get to the phase that is incredibly important, which is cost?
The way we award on our request for qualifications is we award we'll go in order, and then the letter that is sent out states that we would like to enter into negotiations with, and if you make the motion and award Villa, they will go first. My recommendation would be Villa and then DevNet second. The way it came in, I would have to list Vanguard as third, and they states that in the letter, and it says that if we come to negotiations and the price is not fitting for the county or the company selected, therefore we will move to the next in line. If we cannot come to an agreement with them, it goes to the third party, and if we cannot come to an agreement with them, we go back out to bid.
Dan, would you be amenable to amending your motion to prioritize these three in the order that she just gave us, for Intrinsic Corp, DBA Villa, Vanguard, and then DevNet.
And you mean include them as
priorities two and three?
Priorities, yes. That's fine. And, yeah, Intrinsic Corp, DevNet, and then Vanguard as one, two, and three in that order.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept or to prioritize, I guess, based upon the statement of qualifications from vendors. Intrinsic Corp DBA Villa GIS is number one, Vanguard Appraisals number two, and DevNet number three.
Yes.
All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carried. Please note that those votes individually, Dan Strahan, aye, Ron Hausman, aye, Jim Strophas, absent. I think that concludes our business, does it not?
Thank you, gentlemen.
And we will stand in recess until, do we meet tomorrow morning? No.
I don't think we meet tomorrow morning, third.
Until Friday?
Friday.
Until Friday morning.